Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Friday, May 8th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your own decodes, you can find QPost on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub and QAlerts.app. If you have a mobile device, an Android device, you can get notifications when Q is posting. Either with the Q Map or the Q Alerts apps. If you're new to Q and looking for information, or if you need some for your friends or family, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. It is volume 1 of the Q Chronicles. I cover some of the main themes that Q discussed early on in the operation. It also has a glossary in the back with over 500 terms, abbreviations, acronyms, and agencies to help you decode Q. That book is available both on Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. My theme for this broadcast is Let Freedom Ring. And we have some good news to report on this broadcast. Q posted a link to Omar Bahiri tweet. It's about Alexa answering a question about the coronavirus. I'll let you listen to this video.
Alexa, how long will the coronavirus last?
The virus itself may last only 2 more weeks or so, but the faction known as the Democrat Party will continue to make it last psychologically for at least 6 more months. Their motivation is to thoroughly ruin the economy and blame our great President Trump for it. They are trying to stop his inevitable re-election by any surreptitious means possible. It is well known that people who do not suffer from TDS are too smart for this hoax and will not allow it to go beyond 4 more weeks. The lazy Americans with TDS will continue to milk the government for more money and time off from work, confusing it with being their sugar daddy. We can agree that not longer than 4 to 6 weeks and America will be back online.
Q responded to that and said there is so much truth in this, Q. And if you didn't know it, Alexa can be programmed to say whatever you want. Q posted a link to a YouTube video, which was actually the Sean Hannity show from the night of the 6th, so 2 nights ago, and indicated that we should listen to it from the beginning part to 21 minutes and 45 seconds. That YouTube link, of course, got taken down for copyright. It is hosted on BitChute, if you want to go and check that out. This link on my Twitter thread will take you to it. And the Hannity episode begins at the 4250 mark. So I'm not going to play the whole thing. I will let you listen to a couple of clips that I think are important. Despite knowing that the Steele dossier was bogus, and despite exculpatory statements that were made by George Papadopoulos, and despite the fact that the FBI said they had no derogatory information on General Flynn and they were going to close his investigation, Rod Rosenstein issued a memo in August of 2017 authorizing Robert Mueller to investigate General Flynn, George Papadopoulos, Paul Manafort, and Carter Page. So Hannity talks a little bit about that.
They have just released a previously classified version of the 2017, this is the scope memo, the dates matter here, from Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein. Now, the memo tasked Mueller with investigating not just fake collusion, but also investigating Michael Flynn for bogus, the non-existent Logan Act violation, a 1799 law no American's ever been convicted of, and to investigate Papadopoulos for being an agent of Israel. Now, the timeline is key. Look at this. Remember, when this memo was written in August of 2017, the FBI already knew that the Steele dossier was debunked. They already knew. They knew it in January of that year. And now here we are 8 months later, and they're still using the dirty dossier. And don't forget, the FBI had no derogatory information on Flynn. Remember, they were ready to close out that investigation in December of 2016, struck racism. Please don't close this out. Comey allows it. I sent them in. Of course, I wouldn't do it in another administration. Rod Rosenstein had access to all of this information. He signed the fourth and final FISA application. He's in trouble too, my humble opinion.
Now, the scope memo that everyone's referring to in this newly declassified information is not the original scope memo that authorized the start of the Mueller investigation. This is a second scope memo that was issued later. In the original scope memo that Rosenstein issued to Mueller, it was a very broad scope for the investigation in August. This second memo was the one that up until a couple days ago had been mostly redacted. But with the redactions removed, we learned that Rosenstein authorized Robert Mueller to investigate George Papadopoulos, General Flynn, Paul Manafort, and Carter Page. And there's a fifth person in here who their name is still redacted. We don't know who that fifth person is. And apparently there is also a third Rosenstein memo that was issued in October of 2017, 2 months later, that may have broadened Mueller's investigation to include Roger Stone, Rick Gates, and Michael Cohen. This is a Washington Examiner article by Byron York about the third Mueller memo. So,
now the good news, I am told, and I have confidence actually in, a deep state day of reckoning. It's very close. Everything we told you was right. Everything the mob and the media told you. And Adam Schiff, oh, by the way, Adam Schiff, TikTok, not going to be a good day tomorrow. Just guessing. Earlier today, acting director of national intelligence, Rick Grenell, he called on the congenital, compromised liar, Adam Schiff, to release secret Russia probe transcripts that the committee had already voted to make public back in 2018. Tomorrow, just hearing, what do I know? I'm just a talk show host. Could be the day that the corrupt, compromised, congenital liar, Schiff, is completely exposed.
So Hannity was hearing that the 53 transcripts are going to be declassified and released, and they actually have been. Hannity summarized the reason why this information was not made public prior to yesterday.
This information was redacted until now for one single reason, to hide the fact that the false allegations from the Steele dossier were included in Mueller's scoping memo. In other words, a bunch of lies paid for by the Democrats used to engineer the appointment of a special counsel to drag the president, the Trump administration, through the mud for years. He came close to bringing this country to the brink of a constitutional crisis.
We have this Q post from the night of the 6th. There is a reason why Congress did not return to work this week. D.C. in brackets, non-COVID related. So Nancy Pelosi has kept the House out of session, supposedly because of COVID-19, but Q says that's not the real reason why they're not there. Q said, think boom drops this week and next, 2019, 2020 are in brackets, and then plus one is in brackets. Coats before D-class, ongoing now. All right, C before D. When Q refers to booms right now, he's not talking about arrests. He's talking about declassified documents. So just to be clear about that. The plus one here is an interesting thing to just consider. So Q has been dropping booms in 2019 and 2020 news events. And this was posted on the 6th. Now, plus one in Q's vernacular usually means plus one day, the following day. Minus one usually means the day before. So Q will sometimes indicate the 2020 election minus one or plus one. That's the day before or the day after the 2020 election. Plus one typically means plus one day. Now Q and Hannity were saying that these documents are going to be released the day after the 6th, and actually they were, the 7th. These transcripts were released, and like I said, people are going through them right now. So then Q posted a link to this painting the target, the military night operations with a C-130 gunship. And I'll let you watch this this video.
That is an IR spotlight. Here they come.
Q posted it two nights in a row in the evening, and I wonder if that is indicating that Q's team and Trump's people might be doing nighttime operations. Just a speculation. I don't really know for sure. Right now, we have a lot of technocrats who think they know what is best for us. Q posted a link to this video. I'll let you listen to it.
We are beginning a program today, which will certainly grow into something larger and larger, and that is a community contact tracing program. We've done contact tracing all along. That a contact is a person who's been exposed to someone that we document to have the COVID infection. When we find someone who has a COVID infection, those people are immediately isolated. But we also work with them to figure out who their contacts were. But the purpose of this program is to bring on people. We may bring on up to 50 or even more as the program grows and as we see the needs for it. As we do more testing, we will find more and more people who have COVID-19. And again, we'll isolate every one of them, and we will find every one of their contacts, and we will make sure that they stay quarantined, and we'll check in with them every day. We're going to do a more complete job, and we're going to do a more meticulous job of making it less and less possible for others in the county to run into someone with COVID-19 infection. It's not just our county. There are going to be thousands of people hired who will be these contact investigators throughout the state. And this is occurring in many, many other states as well, perhaps all of the states in our country. We will be giving intensive training to these people, identifying and finding contacts. Some of the people we find are going to have trouble being isolated. For instance, if they live in a home where there's only one bathroom and there are three or four other people living there and those people don't have COVID infection, we're not going to be able to keep the person in that home. Every person who we're isolating, for instance, needs to have their own bathroom. And so we'll be moving people like this into other kinds of housing that we have available.
But this is what the agenda is. The bigger agenda is they want to control us. They want to come into our homes. They want to remove us from our homes if necessary. And Q says it is time to wake up. It is time to wake up. All right. This Anon66 wrote, I'm curious why Facebook and Instagram are only removing QAnon conspiracy pages. Why not remove Bigfoot pages? Why not UFO pages? If it's all just silly nonsense, why is Q more silly or harmful than the others? Good question. So Q posted a screenshot of a lot of news articles talking about Facebook removing Q accounts and pages. And then Q wrote, when do you expend ammunition? For what purpose? Prevent public exposure of the truth, in brackets, slow limit reach. Coordinated media rollout designed to instill fear into users regarding discussions about Q regarding risk of account termination. So people are not willing to discuss Q on social media as much because they don't want to get their accounts shut down. Coordinated media rollout designed to silence a conspiracy they deem to have significant potential anti-Democrat ramifications regarding the 2020 presidential election. You have more power and influence than you realize. Welcome to the revolution. So these are the transcripts of the interviews that were done by the House Intelligence Committee during its Russia investigation. These transcripts have been made available. There's a link here, intelligence.house.gov. And like I said, people have been going through those. A lot of interesting people have been interviewed, John Podesta, Mary McCord, Andrew McCabe, a lot of different people who are involved in this. So that is one thing we get to plow through. There's actually going to be a lot more to go through. Q posted a link to the declassified transcripts of the House interviews. And then we have this. It's a link to the Moscow Times. Russia has approved the use of hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of COVID-19. Whoever wrote this article said the Russian government has authorized hospitals to treat coronavirus patients with the untested malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, which studies have linked to potentially deadly side effects. A little bit of fear there. Actually, hydroxychloroquine has been tested more than just about any drug, and it does not have significant deadly side effects. So a lot of misinformation there. Q posted a link to the article. Russia using hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19. The source of the drug is China. China using hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19. The more you know, Q. One of the things that I would just make the observation here is, do you think China would release a virus like this if they didn't have a cure for it? I don't think they would. I think they knew that hydroxychloroquine would be the treatment for it. And that's why they have it, that's why they've been making it, and that's why Russia is using it. Actually, Turkey is also using it as their standard for treatment for COVID-19. Huberhammer, our friend, got cued. More of that LARPing that the shills must be talking about. 1 minute Delta, Q was in before POTUS only for the gazillionth time. So Q and the president posted 1 minute apart. Q posted slightly, just about a minute first. And Q responded to that saying, calculating the lag is near impossible. Watch the news today, tomorrow, and next week, Q. It's very difficult, if you had never tried it, to post 1 minute before the president tweets. Not an easy thing to do if you're not coordinating. And there is a lot of news coming out, a lot of big news. I was just blown away trying to keep up with the news yesterday. All right, Walked Away was cued for this video where Hillary Clinton's lies about her emails are fact-checked by James Comey. Let you listen to this video.
Everything I did was permitted by law and regulation. I had one device.
Secretary Clinton used numerous mobile devices to send and to read email on that personal domain.
My use of personal email was allowed by the State Department.
None of these emails should have been on any kind of unclassified system.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material.
There is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those with whom she was corresponding about those matters should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
I never sent nor received any information that was classified at the time it was sent and received.
110 emails in 52 email chains.
So Q posted a link to that tweet and wrote, facts versus fiction, bridging posting of Patriot Twitter accounts serves to expand reach, prevent collapse, and maintain strength through unity. Q. So if you're wondering why Q often links to various people's Twitter accounts, that's why. Builds unity, prevents the movement from collapsing, and it expands the reach and gets the message out to a lot more people. And here's a little musical version of that exchange with James Comey and Hillary Clinton.
Good morning. I'm here to give you an update on the FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton. What I want to do is tell you what we're recommending. But first, let me tell you what we found. 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains are top secret. 36 of those chains secret. And 8 contain confidential information.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything I did was permitted. There was no law. Regulations.
Secretary Clinton should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email.
None of these emails should have been on any kind of unclassified system, not even Gmail.
But first of all, nothing was marked classified.
To the contrary.
Nothing was marked classified.
There is evidence.
Nothing was marked classified.
Now let me tell you what we found.
Oh my gosh.
110 emails.
It was not the best choice.
52 email chains.
It was a mistake.
Have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains were top secret.
It wasn't the best choice.
6 of those chains.
I said it was a mistake.
8 contained confidential information.
What difference at this point does it make?
With respect to our recommendation, this is going to be an unusual statement in at least a couple of days. Although there is evidence, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. I know there will be intense public debate. I know there will be intense public debate. I know there global opinions, public debate, what difference at this point does it make?
Yesterday, it was announced that the Department of Justice has dropped its prosecution of General Flynn. And patriots around the world are rejoicing for justice. So there's an AP News article. Q posted the link, and we have this flag. And Q wrote, "Let freedom ring." I'm so happy. Interesting to note, Technofog posted this. Brendan Van Grack, who is the lead prosecutor on the Flynn case, didn't just withdraw from the Flynn case. He's also withdrawing as counsel for a number of other government cases as well. And then Technofog said, "I wouldn't be surprised if that's it for Van Grack at the DOJ." So maybe he's packing up and leaving. Don't know. In December of 2017, Q wrote this: "Who knows where the bodies are buried? Flynn is safe. We protect our patriots." Q. And then on March 17th of 2018, Q wrote, "Flynn targeted. Why? Who knows where the bodies are buried? Cleared of all charges. Trump administration version 2. So 2 years ago, Q was telling us that Flynn was going to be exonerated, he was going to be cleared of all charges, and we didn't have anything to worry about. And I don't know anyone else who was making that prediction 2 years ago. Not everyone is happy about General Flynn's exoneration, however. Adam Schiff wrote this: "Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his illicit Russian contacts. His lies do not now become truths. This dismissal does not exonerate him, but it does incriminate Bill Barr in the worst politicization of the Justice Department in history." Well, Flynn never actually lied. The FBI said that he never lied. The only reason why he pled guilty was because they threatened to prosecute his son, and they forced him into a bad situation. But he's out of it now. Q posted a link to Schiff's tweet and wrote, "Keep watching the news, Q." And this is a screen cap of a post that Q put out several weeks ago saying that the House was going to push for Attorney General Barr's removal. House will open investigations into Barr and Durham. So as this rolls forward, we can expect that there's going to be more attacks on Bill Barr and John Durham. Kevin Cork was cued for this tweet. "Sources tell Fox News that the acting DNI Richard Grenell is planning to release a new trove of documents as early as tomorrow, expected to be related to the Russia probe and will be significant, per Ed Henry." That was in reference to this.
What's also new tonight, Fox is learning there's a second set of documents that Rick Grenell, who now has the job Clapper had, brought to the Attorney General William Barr today in a satchel. I was tipped off to this by someone outside the government. Our Justice Department producer, Jake Gibson, you'll see, was able to witness Grenell carrying these documents over to the Justice Department. Now, these two sources familiar with this would not say precisely what was in that satchel, but they say as early tomorrow, we may learn the contents. This after the case against General Flynn, as you mentioned, was basically dropped.
So, Rick Grenell taking a satchel of documents over to Maine Justice. Q posted a link to that tweet and said, "Be ready to dig, Anon's meet, Q." And then Q posted another link to that C-130 gunship video. And that's why I think that maybe this indicates night operations. These messages from Q about the C-130 gunship were both posted in the evening. I think it illustrates the idea that we're painting the target, that the white hats are painting the target or getting ready to take out the bad guys. But it could also mean night operations. I'm not really sure. Shannon Bream got cued for this tweet. "If you're still catching your breath from today, I'm told that next week will involve a bombshell. I'm standing by." So she has been told that something big is coming next week. Q wrote, "Focus on tomorrow first, Q," and that would be today. And then Q posted a meme of President Trump, "Drain it," picture of a B-2 bomber, ready to go. B-2 symbolically represents Bill Barr, BB or B-squared. And then Q posted this last night, Michael Atkinson in brackets, Q. So brackets sometimes indicate a kill box, if you will, sort of like a military targeting square. backstory on Atkinson. He is the former Intelligence Community Inspector General. Atkinson received the whistleblower complaint that led to the impeachment of the president in the House. The interesting thing was, Atkinson disregarded the whistleblower protocol, and he allowed the whistleblower to submit secondhand information in his complaint. Atkinson then secretly changed the whistleblower form after the complaint was filed. So Q put him in brackets, which means something is happening with him soon. Last night, Q posted, "The news is dead. You are what matters now. Handle with care, Q." One of the things that I'm concerned about is that as we step into a bigger role of providing information and news for people, we have to take that responsibility seriously. We have to walk circumspectly, and we have to make sure that we're giving people good, verified information, not the kind of garbage that the mainstream media has been putting out. We have to do better. This morning, King Free Speech was cued for this video.
What if the experts are wrong? What if quarantining the healthy doesn't actually save lives? What if wearing a mask in public is not effective? My name is Dr. Jeff Barkey, and I'm here representing thousands of physicians across the country whose voices are being silenced because we don't agree with the mainstream media and the experts who are telling us what to do. Never in the history of this great republic have we quarantined the healthy. Never in the history of this great republic have we told churchgoers that it's illegal for you to exercise your First Amendment right of freedom of religion. Yet at the same time, it's essential to keep pot dispensaries open. Never in the history of this country have we been told that you can't go to church because it's non-essential, but you can go get an abortion because that's essential. Never before in our country have we let criminals out of jail, but we've told you you can't exercise your Second Amendment right and protect yourself by purchasing a firearm. When liquor stores are deemed essential, but your businesses are deemed non-essential, there's something wrong going on. This booklet, the Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution, was never designed to restrain the people. It was designed to restrain the government.
And Q responded with a meme, Great Awakening. We are waking up, little by little. We just need to get the message out to more people. Q then posted a link to a Fox News article that had an interview, a short interview of the president, talking about how those who tried to remove him from office will pay a big price for it. Actually, he was interviewed this morning for about 50 minutes on Fox and Friends. Let you listen to a little bit of what he said.
Thousands of other papers are being released right now. Rick Grinnell is doing a fantastic job. And there's more to come from what I understand. And they're going to be far greater than what you've seen so far. And what you've seen so far is incredible, especially as it relates to President Obama. Because if anyone thinks that he and Sleepy Joe Biden didn't know what was going on, they have another thing coming. They tried to take down the President of the United States, a sitting, duly elected President of the United States, before I even won. I mean, this was going on. This was the fake dossier that was totally fake.
You know, we've heard certain people say, if that was true, what you just said a moment ago, that the previous administration tried to undo your presidency, that is the biggest political scandal of all time.
It is. I believe he and Biden, Sleepy Joe was involved in this also very much. And other people around President Obama were totally involved. And you'll see more and more things come out, I think. But it's all coming out. And I love to watch it step by step, day by day, thousands and thousands of pages.
And then Q posted a link to our friend In Pursuit of Truth, a video that he made. You can listen to this.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes. I've told you I'll come back. I just don't believe we're sitting here negotiating when I come back. We'll follow up with your office. How long would you like me to come back for next time? I've told you I'll accommodate you.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate your reminding us of the length of time other secretaries have been here. This is a new way, and it's a new day.
My colleagues might think it's okay.
If you wish to leave, you may.
You might think it's okay that later that day,
and it's a new day.
I don't think that's okay.
If you wish to leave, you may.
I would just say that you might think that's okay.
The secretary has agreed to stay.
I look forward to being back in May. I don't think that's okay. They did not treat the Secretary of the Treasury this way.
And it's a new day.
If this is the way.
This is a new way.
You're instructing me to stay. I don't think that's okay today.
And I'll stay.
We'll work on a date.
And you said okay. And I have the gavel at this point.
I don't understand what you're saying. I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
And it's a new chair.
Can you clarify that for me?
Yes, clarify. It's a new chair.
Okay,
and I have the gavel at this point. If you wish to leave, you may.
Please dismiss everybody. I believe you're supposed to take the gavel and bang it. That's
please do not instruct me as to how I am to conduct this committee. I have the gavel at this point. This committee is adjourned.
Thank you, and I look forward to being back in May.
Next up, John Cardillo said, if Hillary had won, you'd never even know what COVID-19 is. That is probably true. Q wrote, all assets deployed, win by any means necessary. D party, death spiral, Q. That does not get us caught up to Q. Q is still posting, but I'm going to start a new thread and we'll have a new broadcast on that. Q is going in a different direction with some posts this afternoon talking about Barack Obama and some of the documents that are now being declassified today and being made public. I'll have a broadcast on that as soon as I get that put together. It's going to take a bit of research, and there's a lengthy post that needs to be decoded. So bear with me as I get ready for that. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. And I will catch you on the next broadcast.